Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
First date on Nick Allen's Cool Balls Tour. I don't know if you're calling it that or not. I just threw it out there. Is Friday. Where is it?
It's at east of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa.
This Friday.
Friday at 8 p.m. with Richard Reese and Tyler Walsh.
Headliner Nick Allen. Go check him out. He better be good.
Yes. It's going to be pretty awkward if I'm not.
Just follow the long, lonesome highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
East of Omaha.
And you'll get there.
Great name. Mr. Skin joined us. Check out in the podcast in case you miss Skin.
So I've been seeing a lot of, Lisa Loeb in that Geico commercial.
She looks good.
Which I think is really funny. Do you know how old Lisa Loeb is?
Well,
got to be 50-ish?
55.
53.
Okay.
She looks really good.
Well, when's that song?
She looks like she's in her 20s.
When was that song?
95, 96?
Yeah, early 90s.
Are you say?
The Stay I Missed You?
Yeah. Yeah, she looks great. She does look good.
And she made the sound guy cry.
94.
That's a funny commercial.
94, that song came out.
Wow. Remember, she was one of the first reality shows. She was soon after that, too. She did a reality show where she was newly single. And trying to find a dates. And it was just basically, I remember watching a little bit of it because I think it might have been MTV showed it. Because she was a pretty cool pop singer at the time, had a huge hit. And they just followed her around in her daily life. But it was like, but reality shows weren't that big yet. They were just kind of starting out. Like I do remember that.
Yeah, MTV really started all those with the Real World.
Exactly. That's a paycheck for her. That's a paycheck for her, you know. You said...
Oh yeah, She had a reality show on Food Network with Dweezil Zappa.
That's right.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. This is about a dating one. This says she won the date
in the fall and winter of 2005, following her breakup with Zappa.
She taped
a reality show called Number One Single.
That's right. She was dating Zappa,
and that aired on the E Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was later then, but I remember her being single and looking for somebody to date.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently her and Dweezil's show is about, food and all, touring and eating food.
But there's a whole generation that saw see this new commercial and has no idea who she is. They just think somebody on the commercial, right?
Was on this date in 1965, Sony Corporation unveiled their brand new home videotape recorder that sold for $995.
Wow.
What year?
65.
Was that the Betamax?
Do you think they were both out at the same time.
Do you think the second time that ran, it was on the kids first, then in the bedroom the second time?
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, we could tape each other.
Was this the camera or the player?
The camera.
This, the 65 thing, was the recorder, but then again, you have to
have a player.
Right.
Oh, because I thought I saw something today, like today was an anniversary of the VCR.
That would be it. Yeah. That would be the videotape recorder.
Oh, that
home
was
videotape recorder.
I'm thinking of camera. Right. I was thinking of camera.
Yeah, R stands for recorder.
I thought the playback machine was what they were talking about.
No, they invented the camera, and then they said, we got nothing to play this on. So they invented the player.
Kim Kardashian is just like the rest of us.
Yes, she is. Yeah. I've always thought
How so?
Failing tests?
She says she feels like a failure because her marriage is failing, and that is common.
Yeah. But her husband trying to be a nut job.
That doesn't mean she doesn't feel like a failure.
It's her second marriage, by the way, that failed.
Yeah, it's not on her.
She's married. That's her third marriage, by the way.
Well, it kind of is on her because maybe she shouldn't have made that choice in the first place.
Well, okay, but she wasn't in charge of him, you know, losing touch with reality.
But there were signs that maybe this guy's in marriage material.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Is she the only one that's surprised by that?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Would stay together forever?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, so, Kim, I guess you are a failure. If you fail to recognize what a jackass that guy was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had kids with him, so he's in your life the rest of the time, you know?
I mean, all you needed to do was consult with us, and we would have told you, I think that guy's a jackass.
I'm dating Kanye West. Really?
What?
That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I would advise against that.
Right. Maybe we could ask Barack Obama what he thinks of
Kanye. He's a jackass.
Right. You know he's going to end up sucking Trump's ass and try to run for president. Is that what you want?
He did. He did. What a dumb.
Yeah, you know he's going to turn all religious, or at least fake religious. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did just go off the deep end.
Right. Yep. Kanye West.
He's a jackass.
Yeah. However, now I would have considered a failure on her behalf if she hadn't divorced him.
Right.
All the signs were there. He was just testing her.
Well, constantly, when those shoes, you had those big, marshmallow cloud shoes. Hey, check out my shoes. She's like, oh, cool shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when does this end?
Right. You should have started thinking it right about then.
Right.
This might not be the guy.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The American Legion Department of Ohio took action in response to last week's controversy involving a veteran whose microphone was cut during a Memorial Day ceremony. During remarks from retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Bernard Kempter, his microphone was ordered silenced as he began to speak about the role that Black Americans played in bringing about Memorial Day.
Just what the guy that ordered it was a complete racist. Yeah, he was. Nope. We're celebrating white people today.
Right. Forrest Gump that guy.
He just said nope.
Right
now. I mean, cut it off. That's how racist he was. He cuts the microphone. Nope.
You checked up. You wanted to say controversy, didn't you?
It's tough for me not to.
I wish you'd go with that.
Just run with it.
I kind of like it.
Make it your thing.
And I kind of like it because it makes Tyler mad.
It's just
that's worth the price of admission.
It is.
Right there.
It's elitist crap. It's controversy.
No,
it's more British. Easy for me to say.
Only because you've been saying it that way forever to piss people
off.
No,
I haven't.
Yeah, on the show you have. On the show you have.
Well, okay. Yeah. But. <there's that. laughs> But still. So on Friday, the state organization suspended the Hudson Lee Bishop American Post Legion, pending its permanent closure.
It doesn't piss me off as much as Cuba does, because that one's...
Viva Cuba!
And there were two people that were actually
involved. They ordered the closure?
Yeah, well, yeah, pending closure, yeah. Oh. Yeah, they ordered... Yeah, they they suspended that post pending its permanent closure.
Yeah, black soldiers fought.
And so there were two
for years.
People.
Yep.
Cut his mic.
Apparently, it was more than just cutting the mic. They were turning it down when he was saying things they didn't want to hear.
Oh,
and then
really?
They turn it back up.
Yeah.
Yes, it was up and down, up and down.
Yeah, hard to say it was a mistake then.
Yeah, so one of the guys who was doing this, he has to quit. He had to quit the post. Mm-hmm. And then there was a woman who is also involved in this. We haven't heard from her yet.
Yeah, the other story you did about the valedictorian in Texas.
Yeah, she was great. I listened to that speech.
I'm surprised somebody didn't run up and tackle her.
I know. So was I. So was I.
That they let her continue to speak.
I know.
Was shocking to me.
Yep.
How long was her speech?
That went on for a little bit. She's talking about, you know, being afraid of being raped. And it's a pretty hardcore speech about all the excessive abortion laws that Texas is putting in and Mississippi. The guy, Mississippi governor, yesterday said, this weekend, apparently, to Jake Tapper, said, a fetus can live outside the body at 15 weeks. Nah.
Yeah, that's, that'd be like super baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Try that.
There was also a valedictorian who gave a speech.
Adults have trouble living in Mississippi. 15 weeks.
Who decided to give her personal testimony for Jesus Christ. And the school wasn't going to let her and finally let her go ahead and do that.
It was a public school. They let her do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's not what they said.
And I was reaching to try to turn that down, Craig.
No, you weren't. You're lying. You said it too quick. That's just a complete lie.
You said too quick.
No, that's a complete lie.
I'm always trying to. I do turn true. Microphones down here once in a while.
No. Well, yeah, you do, but not when you say you do. Customers are showing a Texas bakery.
Oh, no.
A whole lot of love. After they faced backlash over their support of Pride Month.
Oh, good for that.
At Confections, it's in Lufkin, they posted an image on social media last week of their heart-shaped cookies with rainbow icing and the message, Happy Pride to all our LGBTQ friends.
First of all, rainbow icing means all the
what
flavors.
What about the IA2S? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all lovers of cookies and happiness are welcome here. Before long, the bakery was noticing that it was losing followers.
Oh, God.
They got nasty messages. They saw orders being canceled. And so then they put up another post saying, wait a minute, you see what's happening here? We need more love and less hate. And so the, you know, the decent people saw that. And then on Friday, the bakery's back posting about an overwhelming outpouring of support with a line of customers wrapped around the building, sold out in almost no time.
Excellent.
Reported adding thousands of new followers online.
To every backlash, there's a backlash. And this is good.
No. Can you imagine being so mad about that? You're like,
no, I can't.
Cancel our cookie order.
They like the homos.
I don't want the gay cookies.
Well, you'd have to be really steeped in Jesus to get mad at that. Those are the only people who get mad at
that. The gays, right. Yeah.
You find me another reason.
There's none, Todd.
But there isn't.
No. Well, in the closet ones, too.
Yeah.
A cookie, I might be gay. We better go try some of these cookies to see who's running the place and see if they're hot.
The dude is so close to asking his friend if he wants to bang him that cookie's just going to push him over the edge. He's like, I can't eat that rainbow cookie, then I'm going to be gay.
That is the last straw. I'm already attracted to men everywhere I look. Sorry, puss, that's stuck to the tape.
I'm hanging on by a thread here. Do not bring those gay cookies.
Well, I'm just going to go, hanging all by a thread here. That probably is what turned your dad. Probably threw your dad. We'll get Mark in here soon and we'll ask him if that was it.
Number five on my list of favorite cookies, gay cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. The list
we have a cookie. Wow. We have a cookie.
It's all coming together.
The backlash. Wow. There's a backlash.
And at this pace, we'll get to number one sometime in 2048.
Yeah.
Wow, there's progress being made.
Well, that's big news.
Although I think
it is.
I think it's laying the tot. Only makes a gay cookie five. Homophobe.
Already controversial.
Hater. Hater.
Hater.
Hater. It should be one.
Pride Month, man.
All the straight
make it number one.
All the straight cookies after that. Although any fudge cookie could be a gay cookie. Yeah. Think about it. You know.
I think the rest of my cookies that I'm going to mention are gender fluid.
I think he's for the lesbians, too. Yeah. He doesn't have to.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Took him years to put a single cookie on the list. He's immediately facing backlash.
Yes, he is. Because he puts it at five.
Right.
That's why it's taken so long.
And he knew that was going to happen, which is why it took so long.
Right.
He didn't think he was going to get praise
no.
from this room.
Well, I'm glad he made a decision. I just didn't like that he went all homophobe.
It's just wrong.
All homophobe. Made the gay 25.
Right at the bottom of the list.
It's on the list.
It's in the top five.
You just said, it's on the list.
You should have said it was on the list. You made it five. Like, it's not going to go anywhere than five because it's gay.
Well, because it doesn't have a specific flavor.
Yeah, it does. It's like gay.
You cannot call yourself an ally
women,
if you're going to put them at
men.
Five.
No, gay women will
gay
be a,
people.
They don't make that kind of cookie. That would taste like, yeah.
Peter Frampton has a new service dog to help him as he deals with inclusion body myositis.
God, that's sad.
Yeah.
What you a got? A progressive muscle disorder that makes it difficult for Frampton to walk.
Basically, the muscle just wastes away to fat.
Can he play?
I think I have
He's playing his body. He's playing as much as possible. Now, because he knows he eventually won't manage.
Yeah, because it's incurable, and the progression just goes, and they can't stop it. You do as much as you can for as long as you can.
That's for Nick, too.
Right.
Do as much as you can.
I'm trying here.
As long as you can, Nick.
My grandmother had this.
Yeah, and it's so pretty sad, right?
Yeah.
That sucks, man. Frampton's the best.
So, yeah, chances are eventually he'll lose the use of his hands to the point of being able to play like he always has.
Right. You can still do your little jokes, though. You waste away.
I feel bad. Puts his grandma in it, man.
I think from what I understand, it's pretty rare. So
I haven't heard of it. Yeah,
yeah. So for him to come down with it is a kind of a shot in hell.
Yeah.
Well, then it sounds like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. Almost.
Is it similar to that?
I don't know.
Take long ALS. No. Yeah.
I don't know.
Roger Maris didn't get it, so it's like not well known.
I haven't seen an update on this story, but assistant coaches from four NFL teams were refusing to get vaccinated.
Oh, well, look, they're
NFL
jack,
Network
they're
said that they are going to be banned from the field, banned from the meeting rooms, and banned from direct interactions with players if they don't get their first shot by this week.
How about fired?
They're allowing exemptions for valid medical or religious reasons.
I mean, legit.
But teams had been advised to restrict access for unvaccinated individuals.
Right. These are a bunch of rednecks or
of course
old
they
guys?
Are.
I'm not sure. Yeah, they are. This
old,
was well, last
there's
week.
Also, you know, there's a,
or old
there's,
rednecks.
There's a weird African-American thing going on now, too, in the black community.
There's that,
not wanting
right?
to get to, so not wanting to get the vaccine also. So everybody should get it. We understand that.
And that Ohio high school football head coach and six assistants are out of jobs at McKinley Senior High School in Canton. The coaches allegedly forced that player to eat pork.
That's right.
Against his Jewish beliefs as punishment for missing a non-mandatory practice. And so those coaches are out.
There wasn't one educated person. I mean, because high school coaches, a lot of times, are teachers. Most of them have college degrees. There's not one educated person in that group that says, we can't force a kid to eat pork that's a hardcore Jew. How about we think of something else? Sprints.
Well, yeah, and if it's not a mandatory practice, why is he getting punished at
Whatever.
All?
Whatever. I mean, but not one person stood up and said, hey. So now they're all out of jobs. Good.
Yeah, the team's family will most likely file a lawsuit.
They all got each other's backs.
Right.
Just like a cop kneeling on the neck of some guy while other guys watch and do nothing. People don't care.
A McDonald's chicken McNugget.
Now, they're all going to talk about being canceled.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A McDonald's chicken McNugget.
A single McNugget?
Shaped like a popular video game character.
Pokemon?
Oh, just happens to look like one, you mean, huh?
Mario?
A McNugget resembling an Among Us character sold for just shy of $100,000 on eBay.
So somebody looked at it and didn't eat it and saved it. It looked like this character because the kids like those games.
Yeah, when listed, the bidding started at 99 cents and gained traction after referencing the game Among Us.
Okay.
Before the food item was sold, the seller reported to guaranteed bidders that the nugget would still be able to be eaten upon delivery.
100 grand, you ain't eating it.
No.
Well, it depends on who buys it.
You're shellacking
that. Are they saying that the nugget could stay around? What's the half-life for a nugget? It could be a long time.
Thousands of years.
It might be.
That, and he may have frozen it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And that's
there's that.
Right.
That's an option.
That's probably not even necessary.
Did the money clear?
I've given you the information I've had.
Well, give me the rest then.
I'm surprised that even happened because I thought there were only like three or four shapes of McNuggets.
Well,
I thought they just had them on their press.
Got randomly like, fried, you know.
Yeah, sometimes the fryer gets creative.
Yeah.
That is possible.
I would have just eaten it. I've never heard of that game.
No, you're fine, but kids that order McNuggets know those games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one Minnesota man, Joe Mohawk King Grissamore.
Oh, how high's his mohawk?
Got his second Guinness World Record for having the tallest spike mohawk in the world. His hair measured over 50 inches tall.
Those guys that spiked that stuff up with that hardcore cement stuff, too, man.
Yeah.
That could just kill people.
Does he have to duck when he walks under a door?
Yes, he has to. Yeah, he can't really walk around in this.
Yeah, it'd be hard to drive with your head sideways.
Yeah, you can't drive.
Oh, yeah, unless you got a convertible.
Yeah.
Or a nice moonroof.
Convertible would be kind of cool driving down the road with that.
There are two Mohawk-related titles that exist for Guinness. This guy is the Mohawk King. He has them both.
He probably can't drive
going,
in a convertible
son. Yeah, pick me up while you can't.
If they drive in a convertible, they have to go 20 miles an hour so they don't ruin his hair.
You got to go real slow.
Mr. Skin joined us today. Check it out in the podcast. Also, Todd picked a cookie for his list. The number 5 cookie is a gay cookie. We're pissed it's 5.
Hater.
His choice was wrong.
I'd put it 1 to avoid the controversy. But then they're going to you're only doing it because it's a gay cookie.
I'd put it at 1 to avoid the controversy.
Thank you.
There's no winning. There's no pleasing anybody with this.
No, there's not. There's not.
So I might take my time.
All right. Getting the rest 4?
Yep.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Get a vaccine. See you tomorrow. Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.